Okay, I'm sat here with Colin Richards, who took the initiative to Ruination and Decay, the year-long seminar series, and the theme for the Heart Cluster this year. So Colin, can you tell us a little bit more about this idea of Ruination and Decay? How did you come up with that?
Well, it all stemmed from the idea that we wanted to do something in HARC that wasn't just restricted to HARC, but was a broad UHI thing. And really to start the process of getting a more cohesive sort of research community going, I suppose. And you need to have something to form that. You need something that people can relate to and feel part of, and also people not just in one discipline. You want it to appeal to a broad spectrum of disciplines, because something, you know, particular themes will obviously be more orientated to one than the other. And we thought that perhaps Decay and Ruination is the sort of theme that everybody actually has an interest in one way or another. So the idea was to do something, to start, like I say, start work on creating this sort of broader community. As for Decay and Ruination, I personally have always had an interest in that. Years ago, when we excavated at the Ring of Brodgar, we had a Brodgar Camera Club, and we had themes, and each week we'd then meet up and someone would judge our pictures. And we so thoroughly enjoyed this. But the most successful of all the week's themes was Decay, and going out and taking photographs and so on. Everybody got so excited about this. And the other thing was, when I was at the University of Manchester, there was an interdisciplinary group there, and they were fairly unsuccessful at first, but then they started to have these broader themes, and that actually, the whole thing took off with that. And again, one of the most successful areas that they looked at was ruins.
And why do you think Ruination and Decay is so fascinating to people?
I don't know. Maybe because it's something we encounter all the time, and decay is something we're familiar with, not only in ourselves, but in the sort of material world around us. And I think we're always a little bit intrigued about the ambiguity, if you like, of the processes of decay. There's a whole discipline almost now grown up with regard to heritage and so on, where there's a lot of questions about how you counter decay, whether you'd counter it, and how you counter it.
Preserve and stop time almost.
Yes, I mean, that's... And I can also remember, slightly different, but along the same lines, when the World Heritage Site was being formed, the Ring of Brodgar, the heart of Neolithic sites, we were going round, and the anthropologist Tim Ingold was with us, and we were saying, oh well, you know, all those electric lines look unsightly and so on. And he said, oh well, that's quite all very strange to him. He says, as archaeologists, it's almost like you want to arrest time, and even push it backwards. So, you know, it's lots of facets, I think, to this notion of decay, ruination, controlling that somehow. I guess we all, you know, and we can see it in terms of us, can't we? You know, think of all the adverts and things there are for cosmetics, aging and so on. We desperately want to stop that, but of course that's the one thing we can't stop.
But in the seminar today, you talked also of decay as a generative force.
Yes, I think that's something which is very interesting, because we tend to think of decay as being very negative. We want to stop it by one means or another. But if you sort of take a different perspective, it is a process of transformation. And with decay, new things come about. So you can understand it as generative as well as a sort of negative disappearing thing. So I quite like that. I think that's quite an interesting piece of work. And also, you know, we live in a world, don't we? I mean, we're particularly aware of it as archaeologists, that there's all these sites and monuments and so on in various states of preservation which belong to different ages, but all undergoing this sort of this process of decay, becoming ruins and so on. So, you know, it's something we which is part of our world and part of us. And that's why I think it's such an emotive theme, and it's such a great theme to start this series off. And you know, the idea is that each year Hark will have a new research theme. Well, I think this sort of decay and ruination is a great theme to start with.
How can we think of it outside of the discipline of archaeology?
Well, I suppose we do think of it in terms of our body, you know, us and what we do to try and stop that, to remain youthful. So I like I say, I think it's part of us and it's part of our daily lives, and that's why everybody can relate to it. And of course, this notion of decay and change and so on is metaphorically very strong, and consequently, we're going to have as part of our series lectures from all sorts of different disciplines, of dying languages, ecology, and so on. So I think it's got. It has, like I said, it's got that general appeal, and it does transcend disciplinary boundaries, undoubtedly.
And I know you're also hoping to transcend the boundaries of the Hark Research Cluster. What are you hoping this year of events is going to bring?
Well, it seems to have started off very well. There were a lot of people here listening to it. Word is spread. I was on the radio this morning. And we seem to have had lots of different colleges and lots of different people. I saw there was people from arts, from history, and so on. So the idea is hopefully as the year carries on, the momentum will grow, and people will become used to joining into these broader things. I know, you know, from talking to people in UHI, it's because of the dispersed nature of this university in particular, it's even more important to have some sort of broader community that people can be part of, and ideally in a university context, a research community.
Sounds fantastic. So we can look forward to a whole year of events. We have these Thursday, last Thursday of the month seminars from 1 till 2, and anybody's welcome, even outside of the UHI, to come in and listen and join in. And then what's happening apart from the seminars?
Well, we're hoping to. Well, I know this is happening actually. There's a number of artists and so on who are going to be doing certain things. The idea was that, you know, in the different UHI sites and colleges and so on, people might have exhibitions, installations, and then all culminating in a conference in December where we'll have, speakers, external speakers and internal speakers, but also we'll have installations, exhibitions, and so on. And so again, that's why this I think was a really good theme, because of its wider appeal. And once you have one successful year and it works well, I think we can look forward to subsequent years, which are also going to have really unusual and interesting themes that people will latch onto. But I think as the important thing will be to select themes which appeals to different disciplines, different areas of the university, and much wider. I mean, I'm surprised just how many people from outside the university came today.
I think we have a fantastic year ahead. Thank you very much, Colin Richards, UHI Archaeology Institute.